Howdy and welcome to Nights on Northgate. I'm your host, Randy Williams, and like you heard on our promo episodes, on this podcast, we interview bike cops, bartenders, bouncers, and boozers to help you figure out how you want to navigate your Nights on Northgate. We're so glad to have you here, so let's jump into our first official episode. A few weeks ago, I went and visited my favorite cerveceria on Northgate. That's right, I went and spoke with one of the manager bartenders at Chimmy's Cerveceria. We talked about all the things, from drinks and shots you should order from Chimmy's, to personal advice and how you can stay out of trouble to have the best experience at this specific bar. Now, although I believe that this is one of the best spots on Northgate, I think you should go ahead and listen to gain advice from someone behind the bar at Chimmy's Cerveceria. Without further ado, here's Sips and Secrets with our favorite Chimmy's manager.
I'm Bentley Huff, I'm 21 years old, and I'm a manager at Chimmy's.
Don't worry about the short and sweet self-introduction. Bentley was just saving his breath for the advice he's about to give. Now, the time has come in this episode for our listeners to pop open a cold one, sit back, relax, and listen to the advice Bentley shares so you know what to do during your nights on Northgate.
So, I've actually worked at a couple of bars. I've worked at Foundies, Icon, and Logies. I think one of the main reasons that I didn't ever really stay at those bars as long as I stayed at this one is the atmosphere that's here. It's a very laid-back crowd that always comes in. The staff is always a lot of fun to work with, and I just think that we have some of the better drinks on Northgate as well.
Got it. So, first of all, I believe that Chimmy's has the best margarita I've ever had, and I'm not just saying that because I'm doing this interview. And I know a lot of people who come here just for the margaritas. So, is there any other drink that y'all serve or that has been ordered from your list of drinks besides a margarita that you would recommend for a person who is coming to Chimmy's for the first time? Or, like, what is your favorite drink to get when you're not working?
You know, our margaritas are really good, but I feel like you can get margaritas at a lot of places. I think there is probably two drinks that keep us separated from other bars that might have margaritas, and one is actually a drink that we invented in Lubbock, and that will be our Chilton. Our Chilton is our flavored vodka, soda water, and lemons, and it's a really healthy drink. I really like that, but then I gotta go with our DP Shootout. I mean, it's a drink you can race with someone if you want to really get your results fast, and I mean, it tastes good enough to just sip on over the course of a, you know, period of time. I mean, it tastes like you're drinking a Dr. Pepper. Can't go wrong with that.
So would you say that that would be your number one choice coming into Chimmy's?
I would say that is probably my number one choice coming into Chimmy's.
And have you found any other bar on Northgate or in a different town that has something like a Dr. Pepper Shootout?
You know, ironically enough, I have actually tried to go into other bars to get them to recreate the DP Shootout because it's really not complicated to make, but it never tastes the same as in when you're in Chimmy's drinking a DP Shootout.
I think I've seen the like Dr. Pepper drink on TikTok a lot recently that it's like basically a Dr. Pepper Shootout, but they're making it at home. I know that like the Tipsy Turtle and like Dudley's, they have specific shots, so like the breakfast shot or the pickle shot that are like, they're known for that. So is there any shot that is ordered here like multiple times throughout the night or that people come just here to get that shot?
You know, we aren't really known for any shots. I would say that we're more known, you know, for our margaritas and our drinks more so than our shots. But I will say that there is one shot here that I haven't ever really seen at any other bars, and it is called our Cowboy. It's got tequila and a couple other things mixed into it that I think I've seen only one other bar in Northgate make. But another shot that we sell quite a bit is going to be our Frozen Titty shot, which is going to be rum chata and a couple of other things mixed in with it.
A couple other things, are they just like, you choose them as you make the shot, or is it like...
Oh, no, there's an actual recipe to it. I mean, for the Frozen Titty, it'll be rum chata, a liqueur called Blue Sea, and sweet and sour. And then, depending on who the bartender is, I like to splash a little Sprite on top.
Oh, fun.
But to each their own on the ways that they make certain shots.
Definitely. Do you know how they came up with that name?
You know, I actually cannot, I really don't know the answer to that. I came in when I first started working here, I heard someone order and I was like, that's got to be a made up shot. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's real. And to this day, I still don't really know the origin of where that shot name came from, but it is it's one of my favorite shots.
Well, I know there's definitely some other shot bars that have interesting shots.
Well, you heard it from the man himself. There's no place with the better atmosphere, no other place that can create the famous Chimmy's DP shootout, and only one other Northgate bar that offers the cowboy shot. So, since we've heard about the drinks and shots you should order, I decided to ask him about my second favorite part of Chimmy's, which is obviously the menu. Being the picky eater I am, and a regular at Chimmy's, my go-to order is the trusty chicken quesadilla. But Bentley has other ideas on what you should order.
I always appreciate that y'all have like a menu of food and stuff. Being the picky eater that I am, I stick to my chicken fajita quesadilla with a side of sour cream. Sometimes I might get like the waffle fries. Is there a specific meal that you like to get when you're at Chimmy's? Or like, what would you recommend to someone?
You know, when I first started working here, I was always big on eating our quesadillas. But then, I want to say probably about a year ago, I tried our burgers for the first time.
Okay.
And I've got to say, considering you could say that we're more of a Mexican food restaurant, mm-hmm. you would think that our burgers are probably not that good.
Yeah.
I can 100% endorse that our burgers are probably some of the best burgers I've ever had. And my go-to meal would be a Chimmy's burger with a jalapeno bun, pepper jack cheese, and then sometimes bacon.
Okay, I will definitely have to try that next.
So far, we've gotten advice on what drinks, shots, and food you should order from Chimmy's. So for the last few minutes of our conversation, I wanted to understand what a night on Northgate looks like from behind the bar, through the eyes of a bartender manager. Bentley has had the pleasure to meet some pretty cool people during his time working at Chimmy's, and he's also gathered some tips for different age groups on how you should act and treat everyone during your night out.
So, I've imagined that you've had different types of people, different types of scenarios happen while you're working, possibly something crazy. Is there any type of advice, whether it's safety or like what drink to order or like a beer before liquor type advice that you would give someone at Chimmy's?
You know, personally, I want to start off by saying that I really don't believe in the whole liquor before beer or beer before mm-hmm. liquor myth. I think that if you drink too much, you're just going to be sick either way.
Is that from personal experience that you don't believe that?
That would be personal experience. Because, I mean, I've seen the good outcome of it where nothing actually ever happened. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the bad outcome of it where you wake up the next day and you feel terrible. I would say definitely you need to get your drink. Depending on, I guess, what your goal for the night is. Like, if you're going out to, like, you know, get blacked out, but you come out a lot earlier, obviously, you know, it's not a race. Yeah. You know, you want to start slower.
Exactly.
I would probably drink a beer at that point. But if I'm also coming out a lot later, then, you know, I kind of come back to the DP shootout. I mean, you drink them pretty quickly, you know, you'll start to see your results a lot faster than you would than just drinking a beer.
And then last but not least, being behind the bar, are there any crazy stories that you would like to tell, whether it was like a fight or seeing a celebrity, or if there's any personal experiences that you would like to share with like a freshman on what not to do on Northgate? Would you like to share that?
Well, Chimmy's isn't super crazy with fights. Obviously, we have our share of fights now and then, but being a bar that most people come out to first, no one's ever really too drunk or in a super aggressive state, unless it's usually like a game day or they've been drinking all day. As for seeing famous people, I've had the privilege of meeting people like Co Wetzel and Johnny Manziel and a couple of other, I guess, B-tier celebrities just randomly in the bar because, you know, they love the town. Advice for freshmen.
Or, like, not freshmen, because, I mean, freshmen can't drink until they're 21.
I already had something that I was going to say. Like, okay. If you're a freshman and you come to Chimmy's, by all means, come. I mean, we're 18 and up until 10 p.m., or, you know, you don't have to be just 21. But if you do try to come, we're a lot smarter than you probably think we are. Like, your fake ID isn't that slick.
Yeah.
All of us were in your shoes at one point,
Alexander,
or one time or another. So, like, it's your ID is not as good as you think it is.
Yeah.
Stick to the gas stations with that.
So, to end this episode, I decided to take a poll where I asked some of my best friends where their favorite bar on Northgate is. 7 out of the 10 friends I asked said that their favorite bar on Northgate was Rebel's Draft House, which is on the corner of Church Avenue in College Main. During one of my nights on Northgate, I had a friend of mine, an anonymous boozer if you will, publicly state that she would spend her nights at Rebels.
If you were going anywhere on Northgate, where would you go?
Well, actually, Randy, I would come right here to Rebels.
Rebels. Rebels is the place to be.
So, there you have it. If any of the other 30 bars on Northgate aren't doing it for you, you should make your way down to Rebel's Draft House. I hope you enjoyed this episode, the conversation with Bentley, and the recommendation on Rebel's Draft House. Don't forget to tune in to episode 2, Bike Cops, where we will be interviewing the College Station C-Step unit to discuss how we can stay safe during our nights on Northgate.